The individual waves travel to their destination and crash eventually upon the shore. This is their destiny, but not their end, for they are pulled out again to repeat the cycle. They are not individual waves as much as they are ocean. Here we are, bringing our attention back to the anchor, to anchor ourselves, steady ourselves. You can begin to get a sense that your practice, meditation, no matter how distracted and wild the mind may get, that when you sit here and you are willing to just keep bringing it back to an anchor, to settle it, you are actually supporting the mind's capacity to be with whatever arises without fear, anger, sadness. You are showing the mind, training the mind, how to be present in the present moment. And you are training yourself to know how to find the present moment in any circumstance. You can bring the mind to an anchor. Bringing it back again and again to an anchor. The gift is actually the bringing it back. This learning that we can bring the mind back, steady the mind by finding an anchor, whatever sounds are arising in any given moment, whatever sensations are arising in the body, the breath is always there. The felt sense of the posture, always there. Just bringing the mind back to feel that posture, feel the sensations, feel the breathing, hear sounds. You could even do it by noticing sight. If your eyes were open, just noticing that the eyes are seeing. Any sense door that we have can be a gateway to bringing us into the present moment. Can be an anchor to be here now. Any moment in time. When we're here now, in the present moment, there's no you here. There's only this. There's no past, no future, no you. There's just this sound, this sensation, this moment, just here and now, just this. When we're in the present moment, We can begin to see things as they truly are. And everything is just part of the human condition. Everything is just part of being human. And we are learning our way in a world full of unknowns, how to be human. There's no instructions. No one can tell you how to be. No one knows the right answer. No one knows the best way. No one is unscathed by harming another. We all harm each other all the time. But here, in the present moment, possibility exists. The possibility to begin to understand this humanness and to face it less from a defensive, selfish, kind of protected way. We can face this humanness with confidence, courage, and learn to build the capacity to be with anything. So we have to train, find an anchor, again and again, come back to the present moment, back to the anchor, like building muscles. Doesn't matter how many times you have to, doesn't matter how much your mind is distracted, that's actually a good thing, build up more muscle. It's just choosing to come back. Give yourself a little bit of time to practice. And then during the walking periods, the movement periods of your life, you reflect repeatedly on your conduct. Was it harmful? Was it skillful? Should I do this? Is it harmful? Is it skillful? Should I continue? Is it harmful? Is it skillful? And gradually, between the anchoring the mind and the reflecting on conduct when we move, gradually, we learn to discern how to move in a world less harmful, more skillful. In a minute or two, I'm going to ring the bell for our walking period. And I hope that everyone will walk this time, even those of you at home, that you'll actually find a hallway or a section of the room where you can walk. We'll walk for 15 minutes. Come back at a quarter after 11. And the reflection would be sort of given everything you've heard over the course of the weekend, what's one thing, one cue that could help you discern right intention? This one cue or one aspect that you could note to help you discern the right intention. Your intention is good, in the right direction towards awakening. So the mind might bring up a lot of stuff, and you find yourself thinking constantly about the whole weekend, what you liked, what you didn't like. You can let all that happen. Just keep your walking going. Keep your attention on the bottom of your feet. Get to the end of your path like the waves and come to an end. Let the whole thing go. Turn around. Ask the question again. What's one thing, one cue, to help you discern right intention? And begin to walk again. Mind will talk and talk and talk and talk. You're not really looking for an answer. The answer actually may not come to you for a week from now. You're just setting the intention to begin to discern right intention. And then I'll ring the bell. And we'll come back at a quarter after for the last sit.